Tech Entrepreneur, A Second Internet is Needed for American Survival. By Lucas Nolan on February 23, 2021. Martin Avila, the CEO of IT infrastructure company RightForge, which provides digital services for center-right businesses and groups, recently published an op-ed arguing that a second internet must be created to maintain digital freedom. In a recent op-ed published in Newsweek titled A Second Internet is Needed for American Survival, Marvin Avila, the CEO of RightForge, argues that American survival is dependent on reining in big tech firms and the possibility of the creation of a new type of internet. RightForge is a full-service technology infrastructure company, according to Avila, and provides IT services to brands including Bitterin, Refactor Tactical, and Tier 1 Concealed. In his op-ed, Avila notes that in the last 6 months major tech firms have censored newspapers, deplatformed Parler, and banned former President Trump from almost every major social media platform. Avila discusses how these tech firms differ from American companies in years gone by, writing, "The multinational corporations that make up big tech do not at all resemble the great American companies of the past. Yes, those companies sought profit like any other private enterprise with a bottom line. But they were supportive of the American middle class and of advancing our national sovereignty. And along the way, they were unabashedly dedicated to, and successful in, defeating the twin tyrannies of fascism and communism. Some will claim we're exaggerating the situation by pointing out big tech's monopolistic behavior. Those who possess only a cursory grasp of the past deny connections between yesteryear and the present because they're looking for precisely the same actors. As Mark Twain advised, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does often rhyme." Twain was implying that we won't find exact mirror images, because they don't exist. So we need to think more critically about the arc of history, to read between the lines to locate key trends and patterns. Section 230 reform, or any other legislative proposal, is insufficient. Big government can't fix big tech. The two phalanxes have become far too intertwined and too dependent upon each other's power. All Americans committed to our sacred rights, namely freedom of expression, demand an internet that's truly free and open. That's why my colleagues and I started RightForge. We're creating an entirely self-reliant, self-contained vertical infrastructure. By controlling all the means of production, from the physical data centers to the hardware to the code, we are replatforming America and rededicating the internet, the greatest forum for debate and information exchange in human history, to the founding principles of our exceptional nation. Avila finishes the op-ed asking, what institution in America is prepared to stand up to big tech? Despite numerous major transgressions, big tech remains relatively unregulated and aside from a few seemingly ineffective Senate hearings, little has been done to rein these firms in. We must create a second internet to begin restoring our great republic and our way of life, Avila states. American survival depends upon it. Read the full op-ed at Newsweek here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.